next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. The Hawkeyes are 3-3 in conference play and 5-4 overall. Iowa hosts Michigan on Saturday, and 8 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could make some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. It was certainly a disappointing weekend for our team, and Penn State played a tremendous football game. So we got back here and went back to work on Sunday, and the guys are so far having a good week, and we'll have to be at our absolute best, certainly, to match up against an outstanding Michigan team. So, it'll be a great environment in Kinnick on Saturday night, and we're working hard to get ready for it.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. We have a question from Jeff Kimball, ESPN.com.
Kirk, the players talked at Big Ten Media Days about having a season that matched or maybe surpassed last year's success. Has this season been more difficult because of how well that group did a year ago?
I think that's a goal for every team, is to do their best each and every game and have the outcome go their way. It has been here for 17 years, going into 18 now. So, that's always your goal. I think also, though, that, if you're involved in sports, competitive sports, you realize every game's a different set of circumstances. Every team's different from the one before it. And teams, change during the course of the season, too. So, it's disappointing that we're 5-4 right now. But, we're trying to look at this thing week by week and, doing the best we can to get ready for every Saturday.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Mark Snyder, Detroit Free Press.
Hey, Kirk, when a guy like Desmond has such an outstanding season last year, wins all the awards and everything, and then he comes back, what are the things you worked with him on and where have you seen strides?
Well, I think your goal for every player is for them to improve during the course of their career and also get their degrees. I mean, those are the two primary things, and be good people. It's pretty much the same way, I think, in every program. So Desmond will get his degree in December. He's a tremendous young man. And I think he's playing really good football for us right now. I think it was fair to assume he wasn't going to get as many opportunities. I said in January, it'd be unrealistic to think that he's going to have the same amount of interceptions. That's hard to do. But he's playing good football. Every player can get better with each year. And I think that's what put him in position a year ago to make those plays was, he's a better player than he was a sophomore. So, he continues to grow. And continues to grow as a leader and just a tremendous young man.
Have you done things to try to move him around so that people can't avoid him so much?
Well, I mean, you can put him on the left, put him on the right, and, if they are trying to avoid him, they just go the other direction. So, he plays corner, so it kind of puts him in a, geographically a limited part of the field. I guess we could put him at safety and maybe have him impact the game a little bit more, but that would certainly hurt us at corner.
Thank you.
Had kind of the same debate with Micah Hyde, when we had him.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Leo Haggerty, is Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Hi, Leo.
Yeah, well, we miss you down here in Tampa with the warm weather.
Well, believe it or not, we've already practiced this morning. It was a beautiful sunny day here, November 8th, right? So
yeah. We
don't get many of those.
You got that. Coach, when you look at film, what jumps off at you, offense and defense, from the upcoming opponent?
Yeah, I don't think we have enough time probably to cover everything because my time is limited here. But, there's it's probably easier to say what doesn't impress you, and that's really nothing. I mean, they're just a very strong football team in all regards. Both lines are strong. They're both aggressive. Their perimeter and skill players are very, very good. So, they're playing well as a team. That's the most important thing. And maybe as impressive as anything is just the command that they've taken in most of their games. I mean, it's hard to find a competitive game, anywhere into it. It's hard to find a time when they're behind in the score. So, they're a good team, but they're playing well and playing well consistently. I think that's sometimes you take that for granted, but when you look over the course of nine games, it's hard to find something that okay, hey, if we do this, you know, we got a shot here. But so it's going to be a big challenge for us.
Coach, your last two games were home against Wisconsin at Penn State. Now you get to host Michigan. Schedule makers haven't been too friendly to you this year, have they?
Well, it's ironic because back in June and July, the talk I kept hearing was how we got a good schedule, a soft schedule. So, it's funny just the way reality is and perception. I think that's why everybody needs to be really careful about trying to, predict the future until it happens. And there are certain things that are predictable, but a lot of things aren't. And, I think the strength that we've seen in our conference this year, it's really impressive. A lot of good teams that are playing really well.
Coach, last question. Thank you for your time today. Being that it's election day and everyone in your program, players, coaches, and staff, are probably eligible, do you encourage them to vote?
I already did that. As I mentioned this morning, it was the first thing I talked to, reminded them after the practice, was that, there's a time in our country where everybody couldn't vote, wasn't eligible to vote, and there's, plenty of people in the world that don't have that freedom and liberty. So we've encouraged them. A lot of our guys have already done the early ballot deal, and I think a lot of them are going to be going out today, and, I think that's a good thing.
Coach, thank you for your time and good luck this weekend.
Appreciate it.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
My pleasure. Thanks.